মং অপ্রীণতায়ুষ্মান দর্শনং দুর্লভং হিমে দৃষ্টা মং না পুনর্জন্তুর আত্মানং তপ্নরতি। সিংদেব সিং প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ, ট্রান্সলেশন শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। মাই ডিয়ার প্রহ্লাদ, মে ইউ লিভ এ লং টাইম, ওয়ান ক্যান নট অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েট আর আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি উইদাউট প্লিজিং মি, বাট ওয়ান ওয়াজ সিন আর প্লিজড মি অ্যাজ নথিং মোর ফর হুইচ টু ল্যামেন্ট ফর হিজ ওন স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন। ওয়ান ক্যান নট বি হ্যাপি আন্ডার এনি সার্কুমস্ট্যান্সেস, অনলেস ওয়ান প্লিজেস দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গডহেড। বট ওয়ান ওয়াজ লার্ন হাউ টু প্লিজ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড নিড নো লঙ্গার ল্যামেন্ট ফর হিজ মেটেরিয়াল কন্ডিশন। এই শ্লোক উপরে দেওয়া যায়, মং অপ্রীণত আয়ুষ্মান দর্শন দুর্লভং হিমে দৃষ্টা মং ন পুনর্জন্তু আত্মানং তপ্তুং অরহি। মাই ডিয়ার প্রহ্লাদ, মে ইউ লিভ এ লং লাইফ, ওয়ান ক্যান নট অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েট আর আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি উইদাউট প্লিজিং মি, বট ওয়ান ওয়াজ সিন আর প্লিজড মি হ্যাজ নথিং মোর ফর হুইচ টু ল্যামেন্ট ফর হিজ ওন স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন। দ্যাট মিন্স স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন অফ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড ইজ the be-all and end-all of life, should be be-all and end-all of one's life. Here, everybody wants pleasure, happiness, satisfaction. But it doesn't know how to get it, how to be happy, how to be satisfied. It doesn't know. Here, Supreme Lord says how one can be happy or satisfied in this material world or any condition of this material life is one thing, just to please the Supreme Lord. Just when to stay jagat tushta, it is said, just when to stay jagat tushta, by the satisfaction of whom? That means the Supreme Lord. This whole world will be satisfied. You understand? And this is very, very authentic. Living entity, jiva, is spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is all pleasurable. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. No, no. Krishna is Parameshwara, Supreme Controller, and his Satchit Anandamaya Vigraha. His form is eternal, full of knowledge, full of pleasure. The jiva, a living entity, being his eternal part, parcel, is also Sajjananda. Is also eternal, full of knowledge and full of pleasure. Do you understand? Therefore, every living entity here, in this material world, wants pleasure, to be happy, to be satisfied, but he cannot get satisfaction, cannot get pleasure here. Whatever pleasure he gets here and thinks that this is my, this will be pleasurable to me, that's not real pleasure. He thinks to give pleasure to this body or material senses, one can be happy. But that is not the fact. Jai sanspada bhoga dukkha jona yaya vati. Ardhanta manta kaunte yanati suramate buddha. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says this thing. Sanspada bhoga. That means the material enjoyment. You understand? Coming in contact with the material enjoyable objects. One cannot be happy. You understand? Rather, dukkha jona yaya vati. Rather, it is the source of all sorts of misery. You understand? It's material enjoyment, sense gratification. No happiness at all. Then, but here, in this material world, everybody is running after such pleasure, sense pleasure, which is not actual pleasure, fleeting pleasure, mere temporal. And consequence is misery, unlimited misery. You understand? Because a living entity has been conditioned here by maya shakti, material nature. He wants to enjoy material nature. Durga Devi. You understand? But he doesn't know that that is not the real enjoyment. Durga Devi can only be enjoyed by Lord Shiva. You understand? She is Bhavani, Sivapatni, wife of Lord Shiva. You understand? And also that Durga Devi is the warden of this material world, which is a prison house made by her. To give punishment to the conditioned souls, those who have forgotten their own identity, forgotten Supreme Lord, to please Him. Those who are under the impression that they will be happy by pleasing their senses, they are imprisoned here by Durga Devi. So Durga Devi has a trident in her hand. You understand? Now the time has come for worshipping Durga Devi. Everywhere you find now, people are very busy now worshipping Durga Devi. All are busy. The pomp and ceremony, they are arranging this worship. You understand? Because Durga Devi will give us the natural pleasure. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said, Durga Devi is material nature, Bhut Prakriti. Prakriti meaning Sridha. That Prakriti, material nature, Durga Devi, outwardly very pleasing. Outward pleasing. Prakriti meaning Sridha. She is enchanting everybody here, in this material world. You understand? Example is given as if a very blazing fire on the ball, if you light a very blazing, quick, powerful fire, so many insects will come running, thinking it is enjoyable of it. They are enjoyable. But coming in contact with fire, burnt. You understand? Yes. They have no knowledge that this is not at all enjoyable object. Similarly, this condition souls have no knowledge. Yes, Durgadevi is not at all an enjoyable object. Rather, she will give a thrust with the prudent, all life, you want me to enjoy, that's all life, you may enjoy, but you should have it. You understand? So, Gita says, Jai sanspada bhoga dukha jona yarivate. So this material enjoyment is not at all enjoyment, rather it is the outcome of all sorts of misery. Notice Ramate Buddha. Those were wise Buddha, intelligent person, learned persons, they know all these things. They are never attracted to persons. Because they know, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And what is the pleasure of this soul? Pleasure of this soul is the real pleasure, because I am soul. How? Pleasure of the body will be real pleasure. I am not body. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yadva Bhakti Radhakshade Ahetukya Pratyada Jayatmasu Prasidati. Jayatmasu Prasidati. Atma means soul. Soul gets pleasure. Yadva Bhakti Radhakshade. Adhakyada means Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. Bhakti means the loving service of heart to him. That's bhakti. You understand? If some living entity or soul of heart loving service to the Supreme Lord, he'll be pleased. He'll get pleasure. That's all. Nursingdev, Lord of Nursingdev says that thing. You understand? One who has seen or pleased me is nothing more for which to lament for his own satisfaction. You understand? He says another thing here. My death for life may only be a long time. Long duration of life. You understand? If someone is always engaged in the loving service of the Lord, his life is successful. You understand? Shastra says that our lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and shorter every moment, day by day. In same canto Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been said, Ayur harati vai pūsāṁ uddhanastam ca jannasau tasyate jathyāna nīta uttama shloka bhārtaya. Do you understand? Same canto. Do you know this?
No.
No? Same canto Srimad Bhagavatam says this thing. Ayur harati vai pūsāṁ uddhanastam ca jannasau dasyate jathyano nita uttama shloka bhartaya. You understand? By the rising of the sun and setting of the sun, the lifespan is being shorter and shorter. Isn't it? Every condition soul has a definite span of life according to his reaction of his karma, isn't it? Suppose one is to live 60 years here. So by the rising and setting of the sun, one day is less now. Isn't it? So it is getting shorter and shorter. One is going nearer, nearer to death. Isn't it? life span is not being enhanced. But here people say, how old are you? How old are you? Say?
27.
27 years old. That means 27 years has been gone away from your lifespan. Isn't it? So you are not old. You are young. Because you are getting younger and younger, approaching death gradually. Isn't it? You can't understand it? No? You can't understand? Suppose one person is born. His lifespan is, say, 15 years. Right? The 15th year he died. What do people say? He died younger, not older.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you understand me?
Yeah.
Have you gone ever to Rotary Club? Never gone? Rotary Club?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, Rotary Club is here. In Bhubaneswar, in Cuttack, in big towns, cities. Wealthy persons. Great persons, the society established persons, wealthy, learned, and big officers, they are members of that club, you know, Rotary Club. You understand? There, they never say old. They say such and such. Janardhan Das is 30 years young, not old. You understand? I've been there. I've been here in Bhubaneswar in Cuttack. I've been invited to give some talk. So they say, Gaur Gobind Swami, they say, what's your age? I say, 60 years. Mr. Gaur Gobind Swami is 60 years young, not old. You understand? I appreciate it very much. It's very nice type of saying. They never say old. Young. Because from his lifespan, 60 years have been gone. So all short period is there, so he's young. Now he's old. You understand? My say? You understand now?
Yeah.
No old.
Yeah.
He's young. Ayur harati vai punsau janastam sa janasau tasyate jatkhyano nita uttama shlokabhārtaya. By the rising and the setting of the sun, lifespan is being sadder and sadder. You understand? But tasyate jatkhyano nita uttama shlokabhārtaya. This is most important. But one who is engaged in chanting the holy name, glories of the Lord, and discoursing, that is engaged in discoursing all these things, thus spending his lifespan in this way, this rising and setting of the sun cannot make his lifespan shorter. You understand? Bhagavad says this. So, Nrsingdev says, Prahlad Maharaj, this means, may you live a long life. Because he's always engaged in loving service of Lord, always engaged in glorifying Supreme Lord. So, rising and setting of the sun cannot make his life stand further. You understand? But those who are not doing so, their lifespan is being shorter and shorter. In fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, It is said, Tayopagudha paridhadha kandharo raho anumantreir apakrusta chetana nakara rangho bubudhe durattayam divaniseti pramada parigraha. You understand? Fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, divaniseti pramada parigraha. Day and night, they are enjoying sex. They are engaged in enjoying sex. Pramada parigraha. Pramada means Joseph, woman. You understand? Embracing woman, enjoy. So, their apakrushta chetana, their consciousness is very, very low. Inferior consciousness. Apakrushta chetana. You understand? Nakara rangho buddhe durattvayam divaniseti pramada parigraha. He cannot understand that how his lifespan is being shorter and shorter after day and night, passing up day and night, because he's wasting his lifespan. You understand?
Yeah.
Very quickly, his lifespan is being exhausted. He doesn't know that is the aim of life. How to be utilized. So why shall he live here? He should die soon. Isn't it? You understand?
Yes.
He should not live here. So Jamarat is very cruel about him. He says his messengers. Go there, that person. Take him here. Bind him. Take him to my abode. I'll punish him. You understand? So Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord. He's always engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Always glorifying Supreme Lord. So, Nrisimhadev says, Ayushman, long living for Lord. Become Ayushman. You understand? You live a long time. Thereby, it's good. The benefit will be done by him, this one. Alive. I speak something in Odia. Then I never necessarily speak something in English. Simla. As Lord Nrisimhadev says. Engaged in his loving service. Just utilize your lifespan in this way. That's what Lord Nrisimhadev says. You should not lament. Your own satisfaction. Yes. You are satisfying me. You understand? Just mean to stay Jagat Krishna. By pleasing Supreme Lord, whole world will be pleased. Because whole world has come out from him. He is the source of all emanation. In Mahabharata we see, Durvasa Muni came with his thousands of disciples to Pandavas, and they were living in forest. Then said, they were banished. So, Durvasa Muni had a very bad habit. He gets irritated very soon. You understand? He has not conquered anger. So Duryodhana sent him. You go there with your thousands of disciples. Durvasa Muni came and said, but you should arrive there after 12 in afternoon, not forenoon. Why? Because Draupadi Devi, it's her prasad at last, serving all her five husbands, and if any guest is there, you understand? And she can entertain him, as many people as will be there, unless he has taken prasad. That pot will not be empty at all, the cooking pot. It will always fill. She has such quality. But if she takes prasad, then no entertainment, finished. You understand? So Duryodhana said, you should arrive there in the afternoon. Draupadi would have taken her prasad. So they cannot entertain. So Durvasa Muni would get angry and curse them. So they will all finish by the powers of Durvasa Muni. You understand? So Durvasa came with his thousands of disciples. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Dharma Raj, very strictly follow the principles of religion, dharma, niti. You understand? And to serve a stranger, atithi, we say atithi. You understand? Do you know atithi?
Atithi? Atithi and atithi.
No. Atithi means a guest. You understand? Who comes and who arrives without giving any previous notice? He is atithi. You understand? In Sanskrit word atithi. In English they say guest. Or some guest may come to you by giving notice. But in English you say guest. But here atithi means no notice. Without serving notice, alone a sadhu arrives. The atithi. And a grahastha has this duty to entertain him. Sadhu. Grahastha dharma. Duty of grahastha. So, Jishti Maharaj invited them. You are all welcome. Please finish your bath. The sun will soon set. Before that, you must take your prasad, food. So they went to take bath. Durvasa Muni with thousands of disciples. Then Draupadi Devi was in anxiety. How to entertain? Well, because she had already finished her eating. No grain is there. Nothing, no food. So she prayed to Lord Krishna. You understand? She prayed to Lord Krishna, Krishna, please help me. I am in danger. I am such problem. Facing such problem. Krishna came running. You understand? Shouting, Draupadi! 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 I am very hungry. Give me food. I want to eat. You understand? Draupadi said, Please listen to me. No, I won't listen. Please first give me. I'm very hungry. Then I'll listen. Then Krishna, Draupadi said, that is my problem. No food is there. Well, must be some food for me. You just look, see. Must be something for me. You understand? That day, Draupadi had prepared saag. You know saag? Leafy vegetable. Don't know. Leafy vegetable. Saag is a sack. Huh? One leaf, just one leaf was there in that pot. He just washed the pot. He had just washed the pot. Washing everything clean. But one leaf was there. Just one leaf. Tiny leaf. Yeah? The Lord Krishna said, oh, it is here. Took out that leaf. Put it in his mouth. And drank one glass of water. And became very much satisfied. You understand? He said, Draupadi, you fed me. That's more. My belly is heavy now. You see? With one leaf, tiny leaf, Lord Krishna is pleased. And now I am feeling asleep. Oh. Like that. Yawn. Durvasa Muni, with his thousands of disciples, were taking bath. And their whole belly became very heavy. You understand? The disciples said, oh, Guruji, oh, we cannot lift ourselves from the water. Belly is so heavy. How is it? Then Guru Bhasa Muni said, oh, that is the case with me. You understand? Just mean to say the word to stop. If Krishna is satisfied, the whole world is satisfied. This is true. You have any horoscope?
No.
You have no horoscope. You are not made. Your parents have not made it. When a baby is born, the parents generally prepare horoscope, chart. You understand? And it says, how long this person will live, what happiness or distress will be there, like that. This is according to his previous karma. But sarvarman pritijya mami kum saranam bhaja. Antasrapapebhya mukhi se maasuncha. Gita says, Bhagavan says, if somebody completely surrenders himself unto my lotus feet, all his reactions of karma are finished. You understand? So there will be no reaction at all. If Krishna wants, he can enhance his life. But according to his karma phala, previous karma, is to die. Say he is to die at age of 60. But now he is 84. He's still living. How is he living? He has to die at age of 60. Now he's living. He does so. Because he surrenders himself at the lotus feet of Krishna and engages himself in his loving service. So Krishna does so. Krishna can enhance the lifespan. So the sunrise and sunset cannot make his life so sudden. Therefore it is said. So many instances are there. So no need of making any horoscope. Surrender yourself completely in the lotus feet of Krishna. Then be set. As Nrsingdev says, like, one who has seen or praised me has nothing more for which to lament for his own satisfaction. No lamentation. You understand?
Yes.
Krishna is the supreme controller, according to his will. The creation, the sustenance, annihilation are taking place by his mere will. But by his mere will? Isn't it? So if he wills, if someone is engaged in loving service, just utilizing his lifespan that way, the Krishna can enhance his lifespan. Therefore, Nrsingdev says, Vyasya, live a long life, don't lament for your own satisfaction. This is the best way. And this lesson is being imparted here. All are very much afraid of death. Svapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Gita says, svapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Mahato bhaya means great fear. What is great fear? Death. Oh, you'll die! Oh. Great fear. Death is coming! Oh, death is coming. Great fear. Mahato bhaya. Svapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. But you can do something, but little service. The Supreme Lord, that will save you from this great fear. Gita says, yes, sir. So take this lesson and be assured. So, Nrsingdev says this. My Guru Maharaj said, when you were bedridden in Vrindavan, he said, wash. Krishna is asking me, oh Bhaktivedanta, what do you want? You want to leave or go? Whatever you want, I'll grant. You see? So Jama cannot take him. Jama cannot approach such a person. How can he approach? Then say, he's always engaged in loving service of the Lord. He's fully under Supreme Lord Krishna. Yeah? This is so many instances are there. But thus Thakur wanted to go. Mahaprabhu granted, all right, go. My Guru Maharaj said, so we discussed what to do. Some say, no, Prabhupada should stay. Bhagavatam has not been finished. Some say, no. Let him go. Why stay here and suffer? So much thing is there. So at last, we decided just go and tell Prabhupada to stay. So Kirtanananda went to Prabhupada. Devotees want, disciples want, that you said. Do they want so?
Yes.
All right. Give me something to eat. He was not eating anything. So he took some phal ras, some juice, fruit juice. All are very happy. You understand? Then after a few days he decided, no, I won't go. I won't stay, I'll go. So he went. That is the lifespan of a devotee. If he wants, he can stay. If he wants to go, he can go. Krishna will accordingly grant. So this rising of the sun, setting of the sun cannot make his life some span sada. You understand? And this statement here, Nrsingdev says, Prahlad, Ayushman Bhava, a very long life. Isn't it?
Jai Kati Dhyāvara Śrīla Prabhu Ki Jai.